Welcome to Center Stage Minnesota, our program showcasing the talents of Minnesota musicians. Today, volunteer producer Charlie Polkrebeck will talk with Alicia Corbett, a solo artist, and she performs and sings with Tea and Sympathy. Charlie says that Alicia writes songs that paint partial pictures into mosaic-like stories with the depth of both detail and mystery. Also, we'll hear from Too Many Banjos and Romantica. I'm Doug McRosty. Theme music is by Matt Hoskins. If there is an artist you would like to hear featured on Center Stage Minnesota, please let me know. Email comments at kaxe.org. And you can get links to all the artists you hear, plus more information. Go to kaxe.org, click on Center Stage Minnesota. There's links to the blogs and Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter accounts. I am really excited to see the Limbs performing live this weekend in Bemidji, and I'll be recording that concert. We'll hear it on a future edition of Center Stage Minnesota. We're going to go back to their 2006 EP, Generation. Here's the Limbs with Breathe on Center Stage Minnesota.
This morning when I woke up, my girl and I get broke up. The morning light don't seem too bright to me. And in that morning weather, whether we're together, will determine just how happy I can be. And it's been 7 days since I've seen my woman. I feel the sting of death like King Tubbs and Corman. The figure rain has crumbled in a blink. There's so much twisted alcoholics spilled down the sink. With my 40-ounce drink, looking for the missing link. Lucy, don't be choosy with the company you keep. Fibbing from my bits and eventually I'm to sleep. I cuddle with myself in drift energy. Cause I don't see color in this loveless haze. A minute lasts an hour and an hour lasts forever. Another night falls and I feel like I will never wake up from this terror. Maybe if I was more clever, I could have seen this coming and prepared for a glitter. I wake up in a sweat and begin to scratch a letter. The light from my window hits my eyes and see the sunrise. Corner in the sunshine, I feel like I'm mine. No words come to mind to describe the pain that I feel inside. A week goes by and I know why. You always left the room every time I cry. I can't live with myself and I am too young to die. Close my eyes when my mouth comes a sigh. Just
it's the end of the world, it's the end of the world for us. Count me in as a lover, count me in as a lover for now. But if the storm is never coming, storm is never coming, I'm gone. Do it again.
from Orr, that's Selah Ovesen with If We Only Had a Season from her debut release Rogue Lightning. Before that was Too Many Banjos with Absent from their new album Pow. Too Many Banjos is out of Duluth. And we started off with The Limbs and the song Breathe from their album Generation. Still to come, we'll hear from The Sunny Era and Ian Thomas Alexi. Up next, KAXE volunteer producer Charlie Polkrebeck will be talking with Alicia Corbett. He recorded this interview at her house. Here's Alicia Corbett on Center Stage Minnesota.
As Teen Sympathy. You may know her as Alicia Corbett, and if you're not yet familiar with her, well, she'll answer to either. Alicia Corbett moved from northern Michigan to Minnesota in 1991, and ever since she has been part of Minnesota's musical story. I'm Charlie Polkrebeck. Not long ago I had a chance to sit down and talk with Alicia about her life and her music. I began asking Alicia Corbett to tell us about the period of her life when music developed a permanent grasp on her.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's an interesting question. I would say, ever since I was a young girl, I loved singing. And my father was a writer. And, and he passed away when I was 10. And I think after reading his stories and seeing that he, I'd never heard them or read them before. So then I was like, oh gosh, maybe I should try writing. So then I did some writing in college, creative writing, and then I thought, I'm gonna try writing, but I never did really. What got me writing with music was I wanted to sing, and I couldn't sound like Heart. I couldn't sound like anyone else. I thought, well, I'm gonna write my own songs. And that was probably the defining moment, because I had to write so I could sing to match my voice, you know, so it could work out, so I could get the conviction out for the songs, the emotion out for the songs. And so I was probably in my late 20s when I did that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that came, that
sort of grab on you. I mean, I always loved music. I always loved music, and I always played before that. But as far as songwriting and really, yeah, I'd say 27 was probably the big defining moment as far as I'm going to write songs and put them out and sing them. And yeah.
My impression of your songwriting is, it seems like your songs always are often about gritty subjects, but yet are celebratory of sort of the imperfections in life. And I want, you know, based, that's just an introduction based on my impression of knowing your music for a long time. But I'd like you to describe your approach to songwriting.
Yeah, you know, that's sweet of you to say in some ways, because they are kind of sweetly, they're dark songs, but in a kind of a, the music comes out a little bit happier, I think. But
yeah,
if you read the lyrics, they can be very dark. You know, it comes from growing up, and, you know, my grandmother died when I was, well, 29 is when I moved here, but she raised me since I was 2, so she had a huge hold on me. So a lot of Catholicism, you know, my parents had passed away early, so there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of things to grab from as a child growing up, and a lot of things to hold on to. But usually what I do with songwriting is the music comes to me first. I have written, like on the Teen Sympathy CD, Lit, there's a song called She Cries, and I wrote that poem when I was in sixth grade.
Oh, wow.
I put music to it, but that rarely happens. It's usually, you know, I'll start playing some music and I'll get a thought or a feeling in one line, and then I'll literally work the song around that one line if it's a, you know, a good, something to grab onto. Otherwise, they kind of just come to me in a way that I can't describe. It's kind of hard to explain, but I just, all of a sudden, I'm singing something and I'm like, I like it.
You are listening to Center Stage Minnesota on KAXE. While we met, my guest Alicia Corbett was kind enough to record a couple of preview renditions of songs from her band Tea and Sympathy's upcoming record. Here is Alicia telling us about the first of these songs.
The song's called I Miss You, and Townes Van Zandt's a huge influence on me. So I was listening to him one night, I was kind of up by myself, and there were, the beginning of it says, black and bony gnarled up against the pane. It was actually branches hitting against the pane, and I was sitting there thinking, like, oh, if I had a friend here to sit here and listen to music, and, you know, sit and listen to music, have some wine, and, you know, but there was no one around. So anyway, I kind of wrote it to my friend Jay Basso and to Townes Van Zandt. And it's just, I miss you. And
Jay is the former guitarist in your band.
Yeah,
so you've known him for a long time.
Yeah. And we haven't played together in a while. So I miss him. And it's kind of a tribute to both of them. And again, Townes is such a great influence on me that it's the picking. It's kind of, If I Needed You is a song he wrote that I do a cover of, and kind of came off of that when I was working out one night.
Black and bony gnarled up against the pain, throbbing, jabbing in the night, always gives me such a fright. Sun is best when it sits in a barren tree. 6 a.m. red wine in hand, strumming out to old Townes Van Zandt again. Beauty lives and can be seen with a clever eye. Sun can dance across the floor, sparkles and mystifies. Lovers come and lovers go. Hell, I should know. They are rabbing, tabbing of those broken branches. It's a ghost upon my soul.
Are there reasons that are obvious to you why you call Minnesota home?
Because I love it, because I have so many friends here. Yeah, but my friends are now my family, because my family is in Upper Michigan, Escanaba. So I see them like 4 times a year, but you know, now I have my cousins here and all my best friends here, and yeah.
So you came here from Michigan in 1991. How long did it take before you felt like you were at home, you know, in Minnesota and Minneapolis?
1991.
Right away. That's yeah, pretty right quick. Away.
I mean, we had a snowstorm. We had 29 inches of snow. We moved here in June or July, and on October 31st was the huge snowstorm.
Oh, yeah, the Halloween snowstorm.
That was our first acclimation winter here. We're like, we're home. That's it. Walk to the pub, have some drinks. So, you know, everything's canceled. We're like, yeah, this is it.
Well, that didn't take long.
No.
What does it mean to you to be a working musician in Minnesota?
Well, I'm hardly a working musician, actually. I usually play on whim more when people call and ask me to play. And I've always had a full-time job, so everything has been kind of, you know, the secondary with music. For me,
I would still consider that a working musician, though. So,
well, for me, it would be having a great connection with the crowd, having a great night where they can hear the lyrics, they can, you know, you have great sound where they can, especially with my music, because my music is very literal, so it's, you know, you need to hear the words, you need to hear the story. So I love shows that you know I come away from like they heard it, they liked it, you know, they got it, and I, you know, it's not money as much as it is that feeling of true conviction to the words, and the crowd loved it and they enjoyed it. And moving the crowd would be the biggest thing, as far as, you know, I guess I wouldn't call it work as much as I call it fun.
Well, it seems like it's certainly central in your life, I guess, is what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
By that, you know, and it's, you know.
It is central to me. I love music. I mean, everything about me is music. All my friends are musicians, and being in the world of music is huge, I think. That's why I think sometimes musicians keep themselves in playing just so they can be around it, because they're afraid they're gonna lose contact with it. So sometimes musicians just keep playing here and there just so they're like, they don't lose it, because it's their soul, really.
I mean, just like if you're like a burning poet.
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah.
Are you looking forward to sort of playing outstate and playing northern Minnesota gigs? And
I am looking forward to that. Yeah. I haven't done that, you know, I just took a little break from my job, and so I'm gonna just try and play music for a little bit and try and finish the CD, and then try and play northern Minnesota, northern Upper Michigan, which I'm from, but I never get a chance to play. I usually go home for a vacation, so I'm gonna try and do some, you know, go up north Minnesota, then kind of carry over to Upper Michigan where I'm from, and then come back, and then go down south to Nashville and Austin and do some stuff down there, and then probably go back to Ireland. Before, you know, I'm either going to be a big star or I'm going to get a job again. One of the two.
You must be excited to release your new record that you've been working on, I imagine.
Yeah, we are excited. We're just about done with it. We started out with Tea and Sympathy, and then we lost our guitar player, and I didn't feel it was appropriate to use the, you know, title Tea and Sympathy. So I went to Alicia Corbin, did a solo CD. But then I thought, what am I doing? This is the band, same band that's played with us since I got here. And so I went back to Tea and Sympathy, because Tea and Sympathy to me is an entity. It's an entity of people that come to see us, the people that play with me. So whenever I play with a band, I call it Tea and Sympathy. And I'm comfortable with that now and kind of got over the whole, you know, hoopla about it. But if I were on the road and just going to just be on the road by myself, I would have done Alicia Corbin. But the new CD will be Tea and Sympathy. And yeah, I'm really excited about it. We've got more keyboards in it now than we had before, and we've got horns and a little bit of some different stuff, you know, but yeah.
Well, it sounds like you're almost done, so we'll be looking yeah. forward to that. Okay, well, why don't you tell me about the song that you're about to play?
Okay, well, this song I started writing when I was in New Orleans, and I started going down to New Orleans after Katrina. My company started the River of Hope, a volunteer program, which okay. was all women. We took a truck down to New Orleans thinking that we were going to clean after the hurricane. And we got there, and obviously we did not clean. I mean, it was, when we got there, there was not a bird in the sky. There was not a cricket. There was no sound at all. We were in the Ninth Ward, and we got there at night, and it was just desolate and sad. And you know, Bush was in power, and Iraq was going on, and it was just a hard time. And I was also, so I started writing it in New Orleans. The song came from New Orleans originally, but then I was in Ireland on tour, and the response to Americans there, it wasn't good, so that was hard. So this kind of came from that. It's called First and Third. It talks about, you know, being in the uptown area where I hung out. You were probably at some of my parties, Charlie.
Yeah, I have.
It's called First and Third, but it's about not sitting on your ass. It's about getting up and doing something about something and not feeling sorry for yourself when all these other things are going on. So it's called First and Third. Grab your shoes, your coat, your hat. I'll meet you on the back step. Don't forget to take the beer. Cause after all, I'm the one that brought that beer. And watch the pushing on the ice. It's hard to see the slippery smile tonight. Take it down to First and Third. Party going on down there, darling, I'll drink your soul away. There's a million reasons to smile every day. Don't think of the young boys that are overseas. They are bleeding and they're crying. Sky, the levee broke, all the poor folk died. Marie Laveau can't hear their prayer. The rotting corpses were everywhere. Oh. That president was on attack. You poured weeks and washed your backs. And now it's he can't take the blame. When all of America should bow your head in shame. And darling, to drink your soul away. There's a million reasons to smile every day. Don't think of the young boys that are overseas. They are bleeding and they're dying. So you can walk those streets for free. Darling, I'll take your bleeding and they're dying. Speed along these streets free. Grab your shoes, your coat, your hat. I'll meet you on the back steps. Don't forget to take the beer. Grab that whiskey, because I'm sure I'm the one that brought that here. And watch opening on the ice. It's hard to see the slippery spots from late to late at night. I take down the first and third. There's always a party.
With another live preview from Teen Sympathy's forthcoming record, that was Alicia Corbett with First and Third on KAXE's Center Stage, Minnesota.
I wanted to ask you about your trips to Ireland. You've been going to Ireland on a regular basis. Is it yearly, or is it pretty much on that?
Yeah, it's pretty much yearly for the last 10 years. So.
And how did that begin?
That began that me and my best friend Karen Sube, she's Karen Hudson now, I wanted to go to, here's how it happened actually. I was at CC Club and I wanted to go to Wales because I loved, there's a certain port there. I loved Dylan Thomas and I wanted to go there and go where he hung out and, you know, this whole romantic idea of Dylan Thomas, like he's just going to appear from the grave or something. But my friend said, you know, you really need to go to Ireland. And so I talked to my girlfriend Karen into going to Ireland. So we went to Ireland and Paris. And, then I went to a pub and just asked them, how do you play here? I actually saw a picture of Townes Van Zandt at the Roisin Dove in Galway. And they said, well, you need to have a CD out and stuff. So then the next time I came back, I had a tape with me. That was with two other girlfriends, Katie and Melissa. And they said, well, you have to do a songwriter showcase. So I did, and at the Roisin Dove in Galway. And that was it. Then they put me in touch with this booking agent because they always went through this booking agent. They wouldn't let you just independently book there. And that was it. So then I came home and I asked the band. At the time I was playing at Jitter's Coffee Shop on Nicollet. And I asked the band. They were playing with me every Monday. And I said, hey, let's go to Ireland. What do you think about that? And they said, okay. So we've been going ever since. And so we go usually once, sometimes twice a year, but once a year.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you now. After all this time, what has it turned into? It seems like it's really it developed as far as like what.
Well, we have
what's going to happen when you get over there. Yeah. You know, so.
Well, it's our second family now because now we have tons of friends. When our big like connection for us personally is like family and friends down there would be Myrtleville, which is in. This would be in South Ireland, so you've got Cork and then Kinsale and then Crosshaven, which if anyone knows Ireland, it's down in a little pocket, and nobody knows where Myrtleville is.
Oh,
but,
okay.
You know, all our friends play there, like, you know, Charlie Parr plays there. We just played with Charlie when we were there. And
Charlie's been on KAXE. KAXE listeners know Charlie Parr.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and so it's just, so that's kind of, but then we, it depends, if we book it ourselves, we usually go South Ireland to West Ireland. We play the Clifton Arts Festival quite a bit. Usually the last 5 years we've played there. We just got done playing there this summer. This fall, September.
Seems like it's a very satisfying experience.
Yeah, it's great. We have a great crowd there. The crowd there is very much listening. they're very much coming into a place and there's no talking in a room. I mean, it is definitely, they come to listen, you know, so it's, that's gratifying in that way, because you know that they're, if they walk up with a smile.
You know, I'd love to hear more about your grandma. She sounds like she must have been an amazing woman. So why don't you tell me something about her that you'd like to tell me.
All right, I'll tell you about her. She was great. Her name was Alice Corbett, and she took me in when I was 2. She was 70. So my mom had passed away when I was 2, and my dad had some issues with drinking, and so my brother stayed with my dad, but I had to, you know, stay with my grandma, and so she took me in. I slept in the same bed with her till I was 16. Irish Catholic, I was saying a rosary at age 3 on the other side of the bed with her. Of course, with that comes all the nightmares, the guilt, all that, and all the songwriting. That's yeah. So a lot of songs obviously came from that. But no, I loved my gram. She was great. She was very patient, very watchful of me. Like if when I started playing guitar when I was 17, I'd sit on the front porch and she'd come out with her, you know, apron on and be watching. If any guy came by and they'd stand there and listen, she'd say, "Leisha, get back in the house." And then I'd have to say a rosary and then go then I'd be back and play guitar. But no, she was a great woman. And my uncles all lived in the same house. So obviously a lot of my songs are influenced by Catholicism and, you know, the times. I mean, she went through the Depression, so she was, you know, very, you know, careful about everything she did and watchful and kind of, you know, worried a little bit more than she had to, but, or maybe not, but anyway, she had her sons that lived there, which were all my uncles, and my cousins lived there, my brother came and stayed, so it was a house, it was a revolving door of people, you know, that she took care of. She was amazing.
She sounds amazing.
And on the solo CD, the Alicia Corbett CD, there's a song called Marguerite, which is really about Alice, but it's called Marguerite.
I don't
between you and that mighty sundown. So I ran past the field and I ran past the boys and I ran past the general store. So one crossed the lake, you and that great smelling door.
Minneapolis singer-songwriter Alicia Corbett. She solo and also performs and writes with Tea and Sympathy. Big thanks to KAXE volunteer producer Charlie Polkrebeck for producing that interview with Alicia Corbett. You can hear that and all of our conversations archived at KAXE.org and click on Center Stage Minnesota. This is our program showcasing the talents of Minnesota musicians. From Romantica's 2009 release, Control-Alt-Country-Delete, this is Blood and Circumstance on Center Stage Minnesota.
Your body undercovered, never buried by a lover. Somewhere in the fields in France, you were the victim of another dance. And the holy sins of war, no one knows what we're fighting for. It's just a painful play of chance, carved in blood and circumstance. Can't even remember your name, but somebody said we were the same. Livers of a human life, lovers of a beautiful wife, fighters in a puffed up war. No one knows what we're fighting for. It's just a painful play of chance, carved in blood and circumstance.
Lucky.
Just like mine, but you left her on the battle line with a thousand other names. Only memory will remain on the cold gray concrete wall, sleeping by city hall. Painful play of chance, carved in blood
Just another thousand miles from where I'd like to be. Engine rattles and I'm worn and tattered and running like a thief. Well, Lady Luck is my best friend. She gonna love me like a son to the very end. Give me just this chance, I'm ready to dance. I got something new to you. R-U-S-I-N will tune right in on me. I'm ragged like an old guitar, rusty pair of strings, singing like a songbird with a brand new pair of wings. The sun is coming up, the sound of music on the wind, and I lay me down again. Well, you're too fast for love, and you give me a shove, so I'm back out on the street. You've been taking me for granted, but now I gotta hand it to you. It was sweet. I feel easy, so go ahead and leave me hanging out to dry. A
the fish in the sea now coming to me. I got no time to cry. No time to cry. Well, hello, love. We barely met. These things happen fast. Let's play straight ahead and leave behind a storied past. And the talkers talk, so let those tales blow by on the wind. We'll never see them again. Well, you take it to your heart and there you can start. See the path of death. You say that it's a living, but all you're ever given is confusion in your head. Now I got an idea and I really need to see you. Tell me, what do you think of this? It's late in the evening now, with all your grieving I'll give you the gist. Are you singing like a songbird with a brand new pair of wings? Sun is coming up, the sound of music on the wind, and I lay me down again.
Ian Thomas Alexi with the title track to his new EP, Are You Listening? Might sound familiar. He's one of the brothers of the hobo nephews of Uncle Frank, Ian Thomas Alexi. Before that, we heard Ben Kyle and Romantica out of the Twin Cities, Blood and Circumstance from their album Control Alt Country Delete. Center Stage Minnesota is made possible with funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. This is our program showcasing the talents of Minnesota musicians, a local production of 91.7 KAXE, independent community radio in northern Minnesota. Also heard on WTIP in Grand Marais and KSRQ in Thief River Falls. We'll go out today with the Sunny Era. They're due for a new CD sometime soon. Going back to This Darkness of Love, we'll end with L'Obscurité from the Sunny Era. For Center Stage Minnesota, I'm Doug McRosty. As always, rock on.